come out before.
I told you I wasn't a fool, Buskin.
Call me Snake.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. I want it. Threepence and sixpence every day, just to drive to my baby. Threepence and sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Se disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. Que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Survivor Series matches, I heard we could end up 4-1.
That's right. You know what? Jeez. Once we've done beating those bushwhackers, maybe they'll have to leave the ring and they'll get back on a boat and go back to New Zealand.
And that'll leave Snuka and Piper against the four of us. And Jimmy Superfly Snuka, you may have survived the jungles of Fiji, but you'll never survive this jungle, my friend. You know, I realize it's gonna be 4-1 at the end, but what I want you to know, Piper, is my three partners are gonna stand out on the apron, and I'm gonna do what no man has ever done to you before. I'm gonna end your career, Roddy Piper. Just try to survive.
Yeah. months on end, I prophesized of a power even greater than the Lord of Darkness. I assembled an army to prepare for his eventual arrival. And the ministry and the corporation laid the groundwork so non-believers, you must prepare for the day of reckoning because it is at hand. So now, as all of us know, it must become apparent to you that he has arrived. So without further ado, I present the higher power.
Can you see him?
Is it Shane McMahon? All the corporate ministry members, excluding the Undertaker, are honoring the presence of the greater power by kneeling in the ring.
Wow, this is creepy. Somebody more evil than the Undertaker?
That's what is being said.
Somebody with more power than the entire ministry?
We first heard the Undertaker mention the greater power about 3 months ago.
Wow, look at that.
And again, great speculation that this is Shane McMahon.
Come on, who is it?
Power is about to address us all.
You see, I told you that Shane McMahon was not the greater power, but you didn't want to believe me.
What?
Well, now, maybe you do.
What, there's Shane.
Wait a
minute. What the hell's this? That's Shane.
You see, the greater power is omniscient. The greater power is a calculated,
I don't know, Jerry, I'm back to square one now.
All bets are off now. I thought it was Shane, but it can't be Shane McMahon.
The greater power is cold and calculated and a mastermind at screwing with people's minds.
Surely it's not Jake the
Snake. The greater power is also a master planner. The greater power is methodical in his methods and a master in human psychology. The greater power knows what makes all of us tick, each and every one of us. He knows our fears, he knows our strengths and our weaknesses, and exploits those fears, strengths, and weaknesses for the betterment of his corporate ministry and his own personal amusement. So who is this greater power?
Yeah, who is it?
Let's reveal the greater power to the entire world.
Yes!
But just wait 1 second, I need one witness. And Vince, I know you're back there, and I know you can hear me. Vince, I want you to come down here, and I will bestow the honor upon you. I will give you that honor to reveal the greater power to the entire world. Because, Vince, I can't wait to see your face. How about it, Vince? What do you say? What do you say, Vince?
Shane, I say I'm close enough right where I stand, right here and now. I say the games are over, Shane. I say the evil, demonic SOB show his face to the world now.
My gosh, JR, who is it? Here we go.
Who could it be?
It's me, Austin!
Oh, son of a bitch!
What? It's me, Austin! It was me all along, Austin!
Damn, I cannot believe he's...
You all bought it! You all bought it! Hook, line, and sinker! You all bought it!
They did!
Even my family! Even my immediate family bought it!
Look at Shane!
Every damn one of you were made fools of!
You're a fool, JR!
But you know, I really didn't want to have to do it. Austin made me. Stone Cold Steve Austin made me fool you. He made me because, Austin, I had to teach you a lesson that you would never... ever forget. And now, Austin, now you know there is no price I will not pay. There is no depth that I will not stoop to make your life here on Earth, Austin, a total, complete, living hell.
What a sick thing. What a sick human being.
But right now, I'd like to thank my own flesh and blood, my son, Shane McMahon. And I would like to take this opportunity especially to thank the World Wrestling Federation champion, The Undertaker. I would like to thank Hunter Hearst Helmsley, the Big Boss Man, Midian, everyone, China, everyone in the entire corporation. I'd like to thank everyone in the entire menace. I'd like to thank...
Wait a minute.
Linda.
What is this?
Stephanie.
What are they doing here?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
That's just Vince's daughter, Stephanie, and his wife, Linda.
Stephanie, Linda, what are you doing here?
Dad, Shane, how could you be so cruel to me?
That's a hell of a good question, young lady.
We weren't trying to be cruel. We really weren't trying to hurt you, Stephanie. You see, it's just business. I mean, love doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just business. We still love you, Stephanie. Shane? We still love you.
Love you. She didn't know. They used Stephanie.
Well, Vince.
What?
Let's talk business.
What? That's Mrs.
Linda.
McMahon.
And I don't like
the first
tone.
Thing that I would like to say, I would like to publicly say to my wife, Linda, that I love you.
There you go. Do you think he means it?
Yes.
And Vince, I love you. But in your own words, love has nothing to do with business.
What?
Wait a minute. You don't want to go there.
Oh, yes, I do want to go there. Yes, I do. First of all, I want to correct the lie. The lie that you've told everyone.
are almost dead, can get out of bed, and you can sleep. You're sitting down to dress, and you're a mess. You look in the mirror. You look in your eyes. Say you realize everybody goes, leaving those who fall behind. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. They stood on the stairs, laughing at your airs. Your mother's dead, she said, don't be afraid. Your mother's dead, you're on your own, she's in her bed.
the sickness is drowned by Christ the more. Pray to God, make it quick, watch him fall. This is the way, step inside. This is the way, step inside. This is the way, step inside. This is the way, step inside.
Baltimore heard you, Ma.
Your friends are here.
Friends? What the? Come on, Ma. How many times I gotta tell you, you don't break people down here, man.
I can't see too good. Is that a young bearded Han Solo?
What happened, man? You lost so much weight. No, dude, I gained 30 pounds.
Oh,
who is that?
Oh,
you know what? Doesn't matter. Dude, what are you even doing here? Because you, I am rocking 5 generators just so I can stay online.
And since you're being hunted by assassins, it doesn't really make me think like this visit is very productive or healthy use of my time. And hey, don't touch that, all right?
CB radio? A little low-tech for you guys, isn't it?
Low-tech. See, that, my friend, is an end-of-the-world insurance system, okay? So when the last microchip goes down, I'm gonna be able to stay in touch with whoever's out there, whether they be zombies or not. I'll tell you that right now. What'd you bring your dad here for?
He's cool. He's into the whole gaming culture.
Nice poster.
Oh, what, like you a big fan of the Fett?
No. He's always more of a Star Wars guy.
Who is this man?
He's my... Hey.
Dump truck. I'm not his dad. I'm a cop. How about that?
Cop. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Why'd you bring a cop into my command center?
Command center. It's a basement.
It's a command
center. Don't help McClane. I can explain.
Just tell us what you know about Thomas Gabriel, all right? That's why we came here.
Thomas Gabriel. That's cool. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Get out. I want you out of here, right now.
Hey, 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 calm down. Just calm down, big boy.
You calm down. It's my house.
You're going to tell me what I want to know, or I'm going to beat you to death in your own house.
Hold on to the thread. The currents will shift. Glide me towards you. No, something's left. And we're all allowed to dream of the
You okay, Skippy?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good.
What, you got donuts in that thing?
We walk from the car, okay?
As I was saying, now that the odds are a little fairer, let's re-examine your options.
What, are we supposed to be scared? Well, let me tell you something about the king and his court. Yeah.
Well, this certainly sucks. But it's no time to panic. If you're still the king, just say what a king would say.
Can't we all just get along?
Let's go.
a gray BMW?
Oh, hey, I know that guy. I saw him up on Cape Cod. Gee, I thought he was crazy then.
There she is! There she is! Get him! Get that son of a bitch! Don't let him shoot that thing!
Is that a gun?
Hold it! No!
Get that thing out of the air!
Get your gun!
Grab that hole! Grab him!
See, your man ain't here. He don't.